Hiya!
Welcome to the second episode of our Don't Start Fighting podcast. I'm Violet Robinson and this is Layla Howard.
Hiya!
Today we are going to talk about what we wanted to be when we were younger compared to what we want to be now. Layla, do you want to start?
When I was younger, I wanted to be a princess. And now I'm a bit more realistic. Well,
That's very unrealistic.
I want to be a criminologist now because I like crime fiction. And I also find it, interesting why serial killers would think.
Do they think like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, why do they want to kill people?
Yeah, lovely. When I was younger, I think I wanted to be a marine biologist because I really like sharks. That's kind of it, it's kind of not really a great reason. Now I've got loads of options. For instance, a comic book illustrator.
You'd be amazing at that.
Thank you.
Judging of the cover of this podcast, definitely would be amazing at that.
Yeah, I made it. Very proud of myself. But I really love drawing characters and I also love reading comics, so I feel like it'd just be a fun job to do.
Yeah.
If your job is fun, then it's not really a job, is it? It's more of like a hobby.
You're just getting paid for doing what you love.
Yeah. Oh, Layla. Have you got any other jobs that you'd like to do? Or
I mean, I'd like...
Anything? If you can't become a criminologist, what else would you want to do?
I'd like to, do fashion design. Like, in year five, I used to want to do that. I said to my year five teacher that I'd be like, I'm going to make you a moon dress. I'm going to make you a really pretty moon dress.
A moon, as in, with moons on it?
Yeah, because Miss Dooley loved... Shout out to Miss Dooley. Miss Dooley absolutely loved moons. So,
cool. Why else would you want to be a fashion designer?
I'm, just creative like that. And I also...
You love styling clothes.
Styling clothes. I could, put two weird things, make a weird combination, and make it look good.
Maybe you could also be a stylist as well, who puts clothes together.
Yeah, I definitely get that from my nana. She's an absolute fashionista. Wow.
If you don't like creating the clothes, maybe you could get them and put them together.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else I would want to be, but there's not a lot now that I think about it.
I've got one for you.
Oh, God.
Music, theatre.
Music
actress,
theater.
Musical theatre actress.
To be a music theatre.
You're going to be a musical theatre actress and you're going to play JD or Ram Sweeney in Heather's Musical.
They're both boys.
Oh, well, who cares?
Right. Speaking of a musical theatre actress, it would be like a confidence booster. Like, I'd be able to speak in front of people a lot more. I don't know how to explain it. To be more confident.
Yeah. And you'd have the right to sing Blue on stage. Oh, you're welcome. Just going to put that out there.
Yeah, you
best
are
songs ever.
Put that out there. And also, enjoy singing really, really loudly as well.
Yeah.
And, with the really melodramatic expressions.
Yeah,
and,
like
how you express, your movements and stuff.
Yeah.
That would just be really fun to do. And also, you get to play in front of people and show people your talent.
I'm on the verge of singing Blue, and I can't. I know I can't because it's a really weird song.
No, you cannot.
You can't. And obviously, I can't
we'll
sing.
We'll sing at youth club.
Yeah, we'll sing it at youth club.
Another thing that I would want to do would to be a forensic pathologist.
Yeah,
because it's a bit like. There are pros and cons of this job. For instance, it would take years of medical school, and I'm not really up for that. I'm already tired now, and I haven't really got anything
to do. Not up for more school.
No, I'm not up for more school. But at the same time, I could help people. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
And also, I could, whenever I get sick, I could also know how to treat myself and make myself better.
Yeah.
And also other people in my family. It'd just be a useful thing to, do.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'd also like to be the head of year. I'd be an amazing head of year. I'd get kids out of everything.
That's not what their job is.
I'd be a good head of year
right.
to the children.
So it's not to the actual school. Okay.
No.
Right. Let me think of a situation here. For instance, if a child was seen having a go at a teacher, what would you do?
I'd be like, keep your wig on. Calm down.
You'd be a horrible head.
You didn't even let me finish.
I didn't need to let you finish.
I'm offended.
Let me think of another scenario. Right. You see a kid beating up another kid. What are you going to do with them kids?
I'm going to pull him off him. And I'm going to go, oi, I'm going to ring your mum now.
I mean, not really the way to do it. You shouldn't pull them off. You should, like, block the kid from getting
That's not going to do much, though, because like, then you're just going to get hit in the face. Like, imagine, you're, like, blocking a fight, and then the kid's just, like, just, like, in your face, just, like, punching your face.
Yeah, but at the same time,
just like
that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to protect the kids. You're like a part of the safeguarding team, if that makes sense.
Right.
What do you mean, right? I'm speaking facts here.
Let's just conclude that I'm not a very good enemy.
Don't do
any
puts and maybes, I do absolutely.
Don't with that. Right.
I'm trying to think of what else. Anything else? I love you.
That's no.
Do you reckon you'd be a good if you were any sort of teacher in a school, what would you want to do? Like, for instance, a drama teacher, an art teacher?
Art teacher.
English.
English teacher. I'd be a good English teacher.
Why would you want to be an English teacher?
I'm actually really good at English. Like, obviously, that Rodman script that I made. Top tier. And also, I feel like I'd be like my English teacher, who's very nice. Shout out to... I don't know if she's on Spotify or not, but oh well.
Probably.
Everyone is, so.
What would you do to help the students learn English, for instance, if you were in a class where not many of them know what to do in English?
Well, obviously, most English classes are very boring, so I'd make it less boring, obviously. And
What would you do to make it less boring? Like, would you...
I'd make little mini games, but like where they're still like, learning English.
Would you do like what my English teacher did before near Christmas, like the end of the term?
Yeah,
she created like this like puzzle worksheets, all like Christmas themed, but also had certain things that we've already learned in English, like certain techniques.
Yeah,
would you do stuff like that?
Yeah,
what else would you do to make it more fun?
I seriously don't know at this point. I'd just be a good English teacher.
Really great question here. What would you do if you're a maths teacher?
I know everyone hates maths, so I just wouldn't be a maths teacher at all.
Let's say you want to make people enjoy maths. What would you do? Well, of course you're going to be a nice teacher.
Obviously.
What else would you do? Like, would you do a similar thing to what you would do if you were an English teacher? Or...
Yeah, I think I'd do like a similar thing, just like... with maths, obviously, because I'm a maths
really
teacher.
Boring maths. If you're an art teacher, what would you do?
I would do the best thing. I'd give each child scrap paper and I'd be like, do your thing. Do what art is meant to be like.
Yeah, but you can't really tell them to do their thing, because what if, you know, for instance, this kid really hates art, doesn't like it, and doesn't want to do it. If you tell him to do your thing, he'll probably end up doing nothing, because that's his
probably
thing.
Probably end up setting the paper on fire.
Something like that. So, also, I don't think that would be great for the curriculum. Like, you've got to stick to
it. Yeah. If you're doing, like... I teach them...
the curriculum.
Yeah, I teach them the curriculum. Say we're doing...
Mixed media.
Yeah, mixed media. I teach them how to do it. And then I'd give them, like, a bunch of, like, photos of celebrities and, like, stuff like that. And I'd be like, basically, do what you can with these.
So create a mixed media piece with all of this that I'm giving you, but you don't have to do it exactly how I'm doing it. You can do it however you want.
Yeah, you can do it in your way.
As long as it sticks to the topic.
Yeah, as long as you're actually doing it and sticking to the topic instead of just, like, doing...
But you're not, like, forcing them to do something specifically.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Right, so, like, if someone asked me, like, in school, like, oh, what, Layla, what do we have next? And I'd be like, maths. They'd be like, oh. But, like, my maths teacher's actually, like, really cool. Like, he gives out sweets to the class. Like, last time he gave out food, he gave out, like, chili prawn crackers. They were so nice. They were so good. They hurt my tongue a bit.
Chili prawn crackers. To be fair, though.
They hurt my tongue a bit.
Chili prawn crackers are really nice. I can't argue.
But, like, he is really cool, and he makes maths bearable.
bearable.
He makes it bearable. I told him that to his face, actually.
Well, not all teachers can be like that, sadly. If only. Perfect world. I've asked this about 15 times, but is there another job that you would consider doing if the criminology or if
fashion doesn't work out?
If they don't work out, what would the best thing for you to go to?
Podcasting. Podcasting.
It'd be fun to do podcasting, yeah. Even though we're literally doing it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we already know what to do.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know how I edit loads of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
How I've been editing. If we actually started our own podcast, I could edit it.
Oh, my God. That was my phone. I didn't shoot someone.
Yeah, I could help, like...
Yeah.
Be fun too.
Yeah. And you'd also make the cover, like this beautiful one.
Could make another one.
It so obviously.
If all else fails, podcasting.
Podcasting.
And we'll resort back to this to see how we'll be doing.
Yeah. If we actually do have good experience, may have experience, but not good experience.
What do you mean by that?
You know what? I'm just confusing myself at this point, so let's not.
Right, so we have experience at doing this, but in the future we might not consider it as good experience. Is that what you're saying? So, podcasting. I don't really know what I'd do.
I'd do video game design. I'd make, like, games like Mortal Kombat. Like, I love Mortal Kombat. It's such a good game.
The graphics are good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it'd be really hard to make your own game, though. Yeah. If you tried doing it, you got to learn how to code.
Just do it off scratch, and I mean, like, the actual website, not, like...
Actual scratch.
Yeah, like the cat.
Scratch normally doesn't end up turning out great. Like, it can't...
Literally,
be good to learn how to...
Put a few buttons up there, put, like, a bug up there or something, and there you go.
Beautiful. What a lovely Mortal Kombat there's your remake.
Imagine that. Ladybug versus Cat Noir.
Right. No, speaking of
the microphone there.
A video game, like, designer, it, like, you got to learn how to, like, code.
Yeah.
That would not be an easy job. It'd probably pay well and also be, like, really, like, fun to create your own characters. But at the same time, it'd be so... You'd have to get other people to do other certain jobs. If you can only do the graphics, you'd have to get other people to do, like, the storyline for the game. Maybe even what the characters do, what they are.
I was in Assembler. I don't know whether it was the last day. I think it was the last day. And it was this speech competition that I signed up for. I didn't get in, unfortunately. Anyway, and this boy in my year signed up for it, and he got in. I don't know his name. I forgot it. Let's call him Tom.
Don't think
he made
really
a speech.
Put people's names on here anyway.
He made a speech about collabing schoolwork with video games. So, like I was saying before, I'd like add in games, but like he means like, you know, like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat's very violent.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let that in school.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that. Like, you know, BBC Guardians? That is amazing.
No.
That is fun. You don't know BBC Guardians?
No. Explain.
Right, so it's basically a game where you're, like, fighting these bosses and you have to put, like, masks in.
Oh, wait, I think I played it, actually. Yeah,
and, like,
so
you
do
that.
So you have to answer a question to defeat the boss, basically.
Yeah, and you do that, but, like... Guardians is like very cartoony and kiddish, like as if like if you're in like year 10 and you're doing this sort of game, like you'd want it to be like the graphics to be realistic and stuff.
I
like
don't
that
think,
but not like gore, but like
I don't think doing video games as schoolwork would really work out though.
Yeah,
because already what teenagers were always on our phones anyway after school.
Yeah,
and they've already have to put in place to ban phones from schools.
Yeah,
so. And at the same time, if you're in year 10 preparing for your mock exams, playing a video game does not seem like the best idea. Like, revising on actual paper
yeah.
seems, you know, it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
And the actual game itself, they'd be not only would they be really hard to make, but it would also, like, what if, you know, this year 10 has been playing it all through high school and they finished it?
Yeah.
You can't keep going back to it because it'll give you like year 7 work and
yeah.
things that you already know how to do. It just wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
You need to revise the things that you actually need to know.
I think we should conclude our podcast with that. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope we speak to you or you listen
to
us.
We might see you next time. Don't know.
We don't know what's going to be in next episode. Bye.